the 30th of May, 2023. My name is Elaine and this is the joke episode number 37. Our topic today is, watching Willy Wonka makes me hungry. Wonka bars, Krabby Patties from SpongeBob. TV food is the best. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Watching Willy Wonka makes me hungry. Wonka bars, Krabby Patties from SpongeBob. TV food is the best. Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Today's topic is going to be about how watching TV shows and movies can make you hungry and crave certain foods. Have you ever watched a movie or TV show and found yourself salivating over the delicious-looking food that is featured? Well, you are not alone. Many of us have experienced this phenomenon, and it only goes to show how influential media can be when it comes to food.
Let's start with one of the most iconic foods in movies, Wonka bars. The chocolate bars from the movie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, are not only a delight to watch, but their mouth-watering appearance is sure to make anyone crave for a taste. Remember the scene where Charlie Bucket opens the wrapper of the Wonka bar and breaks off a piece to share with his Grandpa Joe? That scene is enough to make your taste buds go crazy. The bars are said to be made of creamy chocolate, crunchy bits, and even hidden surprises in some of them. Unfortunately, the Wonka bars are a fictional creation, but that does not stop us from wanting to taste them.
Another TV food that leaves our mouths watering is the Krabby Patty from SpongeBob SquarePants. The Krabby Patty is a burger that is served at the Krusty Krab, a fast food restaurant owned by Mr. Krabs. The Krabby Patty is said to be a secret recipe that has been passed down through the Krabs family, and it remains a mystery to everyone, including the viewers. The Krabby Patty's appearance is impressive. The perfectly cooked patty, lettuce, cheese, onion, tomato, and secret sauce, all sandwiched between two buns. Who would not crave for such a sandwich after watching it on the screen? It's a shame the Krabby Patty is also a fictional creation.
TV food is so alluring that it's not just limited to movies or cartoons meant for children. Even popular shows like Game of Thrones have their delicious meals. Ever seen a scene where a group of characters sits down to break bread and wine? These scenes bring to life a medieval feast complete with roasted meats, stuffed pigeons, pies, loaves of bread, cheese platters, and flagons of ale. Watching these scenes, we can almost smell the food wafting through the air, and it's not long until our stomachs start to rumble.
The power of TV food is not just limited to the fanciful and imaginary. There are also TV cooking shows like MasterChef and Iron Chef that leave us salivating. Watching competitors cook up innovative dishes is not only entertaining but also a feast for the eyes. These shows showcase a range of cuisines and techniques, such as molecular gastronomy, which is a fusion of science and cooking, which makes for some tantalizing treats.
The influence that TV food exerts over us is undeniable. Advertisers use this to their advantage by showing food commercials during prime time, knowing that more people will be watching, increasing the chances of cravings. But despite the fact that TV food is tempting, it's important to keep in mind that it's not always the healthiest option.
In conclusion, watching TV shows and movies can make us crave and want certain foods. It's surprising how powerful the human mind can be when it comes to influencing what we eat, and TV networks use that to their advantage. So next time you find yourself craving food, ask yourself if it's something you genuinely want to eat or whether it's something that TV food has made you crave. Finally, if you are not already hungry after listening to this podcast, I bet you are now.
Episode 37 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Elaine Jenkins. Adios.